plan here is to return to proponents.
Yes.
You have the mic, so.
I can't read your names. It's Senator Hobbins and Representative Mick and the rest of the committee. My name is James Monroe. The organization is Blue Water Dynamos. In consideration of all the prior testimony, I'm down to two words. In all seriousness, certainly everything we do here is serious and needs to be thoughtful also. First, I would suggest that pushing this out another year under any circumstance is not a good idea, quite frankly. And one of the reasons it's not a good idea is other people looking to participate in what we're doing and what others are doing then lack the confidence that what we do without the bill in place is going to have value at some point in the future. I clearly recognize, and certainly I've heard some very valid points, that there may be sections of this document that need to be reworked or set aside separately. But the baby in the bathwater thing, I think, comes into play dramatically right here. Not my testimony, quite frankly. No matter what I say here, please be perfectly clear. I totally support the intent of this document, and my comments are only intended to enhance the effectiveness of the document for the good of Maine and its people. Those on the committee who participated in the OETF, and the OETF members probably recognize I have been an advocate for WAVE in the OETF proceedings. I am here for the same purpose today. Unfortunately, there was little advocacy for or clear understanding of WAVE's potential in the OETF's Title and WAVE subcommittee charged with considering WAVE, so WAVE at that point sort of got pushed aside. I will thank Mr. Gooski today repeatedly mentioned WAVE in her testimony, giving it even further credibility. For clarity, however, our interest, Blue Water Dynamo's interest, is not just WAVE. Our interest extends to tidal, in-stream flows, and to some degree wind, as wind WAVE integrated systems are entirely within the realm of possibility. First, I believe the document is really more of an economic document than it is an energy policy document, in that the intent is to, one, curb the out-of-state, out-of-country outflow of energy dollars, and two, increase the economic activity within the state with advancements in earth-friendly energy generation and consumption being the vehicle to accomplish the two goals. Now referring back to the executive order, I'm going to the WAVE business now. Now referring back to the executive order initiating the OETF, particularly Article C, it basically says tidal and WAVE power, encouraging ocean-based tidal and WAVE energy development where appropriate. Item 1, compile existing information and so forth, and it speaks of economics. And 2, identifies ways in which the state continues to support continued research and development of tidal and WAVE powered ocean sites and how that involves Maine's overall economic picture. Now referring to number 4 of the preamble, whereas of this legislature document, of this legislative document, it reads, whereas state and adjoining federal waters speech of significant offshore wind, tidal, and WAVE power energy resources, including world-class and untapped deep water wind resources with the potential to meet the full range of the state's energy needs, such as lighting and power for appliances, heat for our homes, etc. In fact, WAVE is, I believe, mentioned 14 times in this document. Now, here comes the problem. Well, if we move to Section A7, number 3, bottom of page 4, it speaks specifically encouragement of tidal power development. The legislature finds that development of the state's tidal power resources has potential to provide significant interrelated energy, environmental and economic development benefits to the state. You certainly can read this. I don't need to read it to you. But then it moves to on page 5 to talking about heat and nothing about WAVE. wave just fell off the table. And quite frankly, my comments to that are Article C of the executive order creating the OETF speaks of wave and tidal collectively, not individually. And I think I heard Mr. Stabby mention the word replacing tidal and wave with perhaps a more generic term, hydrokinetic. Maybe that's a valid suggestion if it gets the job done. It is strongly encouraged, and this is me speaking, that number three be titled, at least, titled tidal and wave development, and wave added throughout the section. Failure to do so prevents referencing this document as supportive evidence when seeking grants, dealing with federal and perhaps state agencies, and certainly capital resources. And I can tell you, I know a very prestigious company we're connected with has an interest in the outcome of how this bill gets finalized. And otherwise makes a statement, or at least leaves the impression, WAVE has no value in Maine's economic future, which in simple terms, and I don't know how you say it politely, is dead wrong. It is curious, WAVE is considered in value, again referenced 14 times in several other sections of this document. And as of note recently published, one WAVE company has already publicly expressed interest in locating in Maine. And companies like Principal Power are considering using WAVE power as part of their offshore designs, which may be tested in Maine. It's easy to think in terms of megawatts and gigawatts. However, on one hand, a Texas company called Swell Fuel, actually, sells their low-power units all over the world. On the other hand, there's a 1.5-megawatt WAVE unit already happily operating off Australia. There's also of note, a WAVE device has been operating, I believe, it's 25 miles off the coast of New Jersey for over a year, and has already proved its survivability in last fall's hurricane or near hurricane conditions, something deep water wind has yet to prove. Quite frankly, advancements in development of WAVE technologies are occurring in several areas of the world, with several large multi-million dollar projects already contracted. Just because Maine doesn't have the super-duper WAVE conditions of some areas, by no means means WAVE is not a valuable resource for both development and implementation. By the way, we Blue Water Dynamos, are already looking at potentially integrating perhaps a 500-kilowatt wind turbine as a complement to a 500-kilowatt WAVE platform. I would also add, and this economic thing is my thing, it's an economic consideration, and one thing here I'll just put in here, and I'm almost done. I might also add, we were at least in conversation of possibly constructing three large WAVE units valued at $35 million for another WAVE developer, just to put some dimension of what the economics are involved. Other areas of concern, page 16, Article 5, I won't belabor it, leases for title and or wind and tidal demonstrations are defined. However, there's no provisions for leasing for WAVE. Page 25, section E4 and E5. Unless I'm missing something, it might appear WAVE has no path for appeal. It's not mentioned when they talk about the appeal process. Page 35, item 3 at the top. The section sets some time limits for wind and tidal permit consideration. However, it says nothing about WAVE. Just a repetitive kind of thing. Side note to my organizer. Did I say something? In deference, seriously, to our oil and gas friends who have kept us warm and cozy all these years, I would hope there is means and methods to integrate them into our ever-changing energy landscape. Now I'll make my final comment, and I'll be out of here. Thank you. I'm a sailor, too. Final comment, and this is serious in a sense, but maybe it's not. Made under my personal belief, it's far better to speak up and be wrong or be stupid than to not speak up and be right. Today, listen to this. I'm serious, just listen to this. What prevents today some big horse like ExxonMobil, or worse yet, the Chinese, or even worse yet, some super emir from Saudi Arabia from deciding this main deep water wind venture is worth doing? See, this is pretty smart stuff. and plunks down $20 or $30 billion, buys their turbines and their other stuff from China or elsewhere, and then buys up a local shipyard as a service center. What's to prevent them from doing that? Thank you. Oh, questions? You better want to ask, right? Do Wendy.
Well, Mr. Monroe, I think I have to endure at least a comment.
Oh, thank you.
You know, my comment is this, that we have until the work session to sort this matter out. Mm-hmm. My feeling is, I'm listening to your testimony, you've made a big catch here.
Oh, thank
and,
you.
And it's reflected in a number of places, and we'll have to look at those closely, and I thank you very much for bringing them to our attention.
I think it's wonderful the public can come up and speak to these issues, quite frankly. It's a wonderful gift from Maine. Thank you.
Do we have any questions in addition? Thank you very much.